You're listening to Encouraging Words to Give You Hope. This is a podcast with a mission to encourage the everyday believer to dive into the Word of God and make it the meditation of their heart. I'm your host, Hope D, or Hope Ann, the author and founder of Meditate Hope, and tune in every other Sunday as we discuss several different topics, dive into God's Word together, and encourage ourselves in the Lord. So sit back, grab your Bible, and take some notes as we meditate on the encouragement God gives us in His Word, one podcast episode at a time. Welcome back to another episode, and before we get into week 3 of our Choose This Day series, just want to remind you that if you enjoy listening to this podcast, don't forget to leave a rating and review on the Apple Podcast app or on Spotify to help support this podcast and reach more people with the good news. And with that, let's get into this week's episode. So picture this. A friend texts you wanting to set up a fun coffee date since you haven't seen and chatted with each other for a while, and your friend just wants to catch up with you on life. But the day your friend asks if it will work for you doesn't work for you, so you text them back saying, "Oh, I would love to, but I have already committed to something for that day. Maybe some other time?" So now let me ask you this. Do you think of your devotion to God and choice to serve Him the same way as a commitment? Will you let nothing get in the way of wholehearted devotion before Him? And when the world tempts you to commit to its ways, will you say, "Nope, I'm on God's path, and I'm committed to Him"? This week, as we dive into week 3 out of 4 in our Choose This Day series, we'll be discussing something that goes hand in hand with week 2 about getting rid of the idols in our lives, which is this: committing to wholehearted devotion before the Lord. We will discuss why choosing to serve the Lord is a commitment, what having wholehearted devotion to the Lord looks like in our everyday lives, and some reflection questions and encouragement. First, we have to remember that when we daily choose to serve the Lord, we are making a commitment to the Lord. We are choosing that for the rest of our lives, we will choose to serve God with our whole hearts, and everything in our lives is to give glory to Him alone. We are choosing to be devoted to Him, and with that comes a critical word: wholehearted. We all have different commitments in life. If you're a student, then you are currently committing a lot of your time to schoolwork, courses, extracurriculars, studying, and all the things that come with school. If you have a job, then you have a commitment to be at work on time, and you know what is expected of you as an employee. If you're married, then you have a commitment to your spouse. And we all have time commitments in general, whether that's a commitment if you're part of a team, a commitment to show up at a particular time for a particular event. The list goes on and on. And if we have a friend who wants to plan something on a specific day and we are booked already, we usually will say, "Oh, I already have committed to something for that day." And in all these commitments, we are choosing to wholeheartedly commit our time, energy, and effort into them. Just like we have these different commitments in life, the same goes for our commitment to God. It all starts with the choice to follow Jesus, and then we are choosing to commit ourselves to the Lord, and we are choosing to serve Him with our whole hearts. But sometimes, in our walk with Christ, we can find ourselves with one foot in for the world and one foot in for the kingdom of God. This is precisely what we find in the story of the rich young ruler in Luke 18, verse 18 through 25. Follow along in your Bible as we go through this story. It says, "A certain ruler asked him being Jesus, 'Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?' 'Why do you call me good?' Jesus answered, 'No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony, honor your father and mother.' 'All these I've kept since I was a boy,' he said." When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he became very sad because he was very wealthy. Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard is it for the rich to enter the kingdom of God? Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." In this text, we find a certain young ruler asking Jesus what he must do to gain eternal life. Jesus says to follow God's commandments, and the rich young ruler replies saying that he has kept all those things since he was a boy. But Jesus then says that he still lacks one thing. Jesus tells him that he must sell all he has and give it to the poor, and he will then have treasure in heaven. At this response, the rich young ruler becomes sad, and as you can imagine, as Jesus was telling him to sell all, Jesus knew how hard it would be for the young ruler to give it all up. Oftentimes, we can be like the rich young ruler as well. We sometimes can care more about our earthly possessions and the things that will pass away, which leads to half-hearted devotion before the Lord. Half of our commitment is for the world, and the other half is for the kingdom of God. What we see here is this. We need to have wholehearted devotion before the Lord. We are either all in for the Lord or not. The rich young ruler's whole heart was not in it for the Lord. Though he had said he obeyed all the commandments since he was a boy, he didn't want to obey the one thing Jesus told him to do. Why? Because it was uncomfortable for him. He put so much trust and value in his possessions that he couldn't let go, give it up, and follow Jesus with his whole being. He wanted to serve two masters, God and his riches. But as Jesus says in Matthew 6, verse 24, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. We have to choose who we will commit our whole heart to, and we can only choose one. It's either God or what our flesh desires. And as we look back at the story of Joshua and the people of Israel, where this series is based off of, we see that they had to make the same choice as well. Though they had seen the signs and wonders of all that their God had done for them and the Lord's faithfulness throughout the generations, it was still their choice if they wanted to commit to wholehearted devotion before the Lord. The same can be said of our lives as well. God has been so faithful to us and has always been committed to pursuing us each and every day, even in times when we fall short. But how faithful are we to Him? Are we all in for Him? Are our hearts wholeheartedly devoted to God? These are some key questions we have to answer in our journey to having wholehearted devotion to God. And with that, let's dive in and get practical. Now we'll be getting into what wholehearted devotion looks like in our everyday lives and how we can have wholehearted devotion before the Lord in three practical ways. The first way we can have wholehearted devotion before the Lord is having a Christ-centered life. What does this look like? This means that every area of our lives should reflect the choice we have made, the choice to serve the Lord. Our lives should show those around us that Jesus is at the center of it all. In our finances, Jesus is at the center. In our relationships, Jesus is at the center. In our schoolwork or jobs, Jesus is at the center. In every area of our lives, we need to keep Jesus at the center. A Christ-centered life, first and foremost, can look like putting Jesus first in everything we do. In our finances, this can look like our tithe, 10% of our income. In our everyday lives, this can look like choosing to put Him first and get in His presence and His word as soon as we get up. We should give God our first fruits, not our leftovers. If Jesus is first in our lives and at the center, that can be shown really in our calendar. If someone looked at your calendar week to week, would they see that you're striving for the things of God and in wholehearted pursuit of Him? Or would they see that you're in pursuit of the things of this world, trying to measure up to what the world says you need to be? May our lives reflect our wholehearted devotion to the Lord, that it may be evident to those around us that Jesus is at the center. Because without Jesus at the center of our lives, we will never be fruitful. We have to seek Him first and put our wholehearted trust in Him, no matter what life may bring. As Matthew 6, verse 33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." In the familiar Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make straight your paths." Though these verses are familiar to many of us, it reminds us of this important truth. Keep Jesus at the center because everything we have comes from the Lord. We can trust Him to be our provider and be there for us even if we may not understand the present circumstances. It's us saying to God, Though this season has been different, I put my wholehearted trust in you and choose to still stay committed to you in this season with my whole heart. The second way we can have wholehearted devotion before the Lord is abiding in the true vine, Jesus Christ. It says in John 15, verse 1 through 5, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I'm the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus tells us here that he is the true vine, we are the branches, and God the Father is the gardener cutting off every branch that bears no fruit while pruning every branch that does bear fruit so that it can be even more fruitful. Think about branches that bear fruit. They remain in the vine. Because without the vine, the branches cannot bear any fruit. Are you remaining in the true vine? In our everyday lives, we have to abide in the vine, which is Jesus Christ. Practically, this can look like staying rooted in the Word of God when trials come, staying in communion with the Lord through prayer, getting plugged into Christian community at your local church, spending time in God's presence, and equipping yourself to share the good news by reading the Word of God. If we want our lives to be in wholehearted devotion to God, it all starts with abiding in the vine, because He is our source. Along the journey of pursuing Jesus wholeheartedly, Jesus will be there alongside us to help us, guide us, and strengthen us. We just have to choose to abide in Him daily. And finally, the third way we can have wholehearted devotion before the Lord is denying ourselves and the flesh daily. If we want to be a wholehearted follower / disciple of Christ, this is what Jesus himself says we must do in Matthew 16, verse 24 through 27. Whosoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their own soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done. What Jesus is talking about here is basically his expectations for those who want to be his disciples. They must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow him. For this passage, we'll be diving a bit into what Enduring Word Commentary says about this. And a little side note, Enduring Word is a great Bible study resource, and what it says about this passage perfectly summarizes it. This commentary on Matthew 16 will be linked in today's show notes, or you can go to enduringword.com or download the Enduring Word app. This is what Enduring Word Commentary says about Matthew 16, verse 24 through 27. Jesus made deny himself equal to take up his cross. The two express the same idea. The cross wasn't about self-promotion or self-affirmation. The person carrying a cross knew that they couldn't save themselves. Denying self means to live as an others-centered person. Jesus was the only person to do this perfectly, but we are to follow in his steps, which is the "and follow me" part of this passage. This is following Jesus at its simplest. He carried a cross, he walked down death row, so must those who follow him. Now, this is what Enduring Word Commentary says about the second part of this passage, the whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whosoever loses his life for my sake will find it part. It says, the paradox of the cross, finding life by losing it. We must follow Jesus this way because it is the only way that we will ever find life. It sounds strange to say, you will never live until you first walk to your death with Jesus, but that is the idea. You can't gain resurrection life without dying first. I think Enduring Word Commentary truly summarizes this passage perfectly. If we want to be wholehearted disciples of Christ and we are all in for him, then we must do precisely what Jesus did and take the action steps. deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. When we deny ourselves, we are choosing to put others first, and we also deny our fleshly desires. And though the finding life by losing it paradox that the Enduring Word commentary mentions seems weird to think about, it really is true, because as we choose to follow Jesus, we find that true life is only found in him. So we had several reflection questions to think about throughout this week's podcast episode. But as we close, we have three main reflection questions for all of us to think about, meditate on, and ask God to reveal himself through. Number one, are we valuing something above God that is taking up space in our heart rather than the things of God? For the rich young ruler, his wealth and possessions took up space in his heart and prevented him from having wholehearted devotion to the Lord. May we define in our own lives what is getting in the way of us giving our wholehearted devotion to the Lord. Number two, are we pursuing a life of faithfulness and commitment to God, even though it sometimes involves sacrifice and discomfort? God didn't say that being fully devoted to him would always be easy, for in this world we will have trouble, as it says in John 16, verse 33. The choice to serve the Lord and follow him with our whole hearts is a sacrifice and can be uncomfortable at times. Nevertheless, may we continue to be obedient and faithful servants to the Lord and give God our yes, no matter what he may ask of us, whether that might be breaking off ungodly relationships, removing the idols in our lives, or whatever it may be. I pray that we as believers continue to pursue the Lord, keep running the race strong, knowing that in the end, it will be worth it for the kingdom of heaven. And number three, are our lives fully surrendered to God, committed to wholehearted devotion to him? Are we all in for the Lord? This is really the main question that this week's podcast episode all comes down to. Are you all in for the Lord, sold out for him, and just so on fire for him and in love with him that the good news is just pouring out of you? May it be our number one desire as believers to live lives in wholehearted devotion to the Lord, not just talking the talk, but also walking the walk. May our lives be a reflection of the choice we have made to follow Jesus and a reflection of the God we serve. May we choose to wholeheartedly serve the Lord by abiding in him, keeping him at the center, and denying ourselves and taking up our cross, just as our Savior did for us when he chose to wholeheartedly pursue us when he died on the cross to save us from our sins. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast episode. I pray that it encouraged you and brought you closer to God. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast wherever you are listening so you don't miss out on any future episodes. And if you enjoy listening to this podcast, don't forget to leave a rating and review on the Apple Podcast app. Or if you're listening on Spotify, you can also leave a rating there. Not only is it greatly appreciated, but it helps the podcast grow and helps spread the good news to more people. And for all the Meditate Hope links from the blog to the podcast and the Instagram, it's always linked in every episode's show notes. And with that, thanks for listening to this week's podcast episode and have a blessed day.